The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
515-51 Ray at RTE.ie. So this day next week is going to be Christmas Day, Alison Spittle.
I know, and I haven't bought one present.
Oh, you're one of those, right?
I'm so bad. Yeah, it's even too late now for the internet shopping, isn't it?
It is.
I'm going to have to do it tomorrow. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it at all.
And who do you have to buy for?
So Chris Kindle, this is it Chris Kringle or Chris Kindle?
It varies.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've heard it Chris Kindle, Chris Kringle, you know, variations of that.
Well, let's say...
And Secret Santa is another way of saying it.
Let's say it's Secret Santa. Right. I have to buy Secret Santa for one of my sisters, do the parents and all that, and then the parents' partners, you can't leave them out.
Right.
But it's very hard to buy. You don't want to go too extravagant, you don't want to go too cheap.
And you don't have a limit, no?
On the Secret Santa, we do.
Right.
€50.
Right.
So... I got one of Miss. Well, sure, I'll tell you. She won't be listening. So, I'm thinking of trying to get her like a. She's mad into Ludo.
Right.
We've gone mad into Ludo in our family. So I want to get her like a real nice Ludo set, I think. It's very hard because DVDs are gone, CDs are gone.
Yeah.
It's very hard to buy stuff for people.
So Ludo is a board game.
A board game,
yes. Tanya Sweeney wrote an article on board games in the Irish Times last week. And I was going to talk about it, I didn't. But I had this board game when I was a kid called Escape from Colditz.
Oh, what a happy sound of game.
So, Colditz was a castle.
Yes.
Somewhere in sort of the west of, you know, Germany.
Okay.
Before East Germany joined it, right? And during the Second World War, they used to put the really difficult prisoners who had attempted to escape from other places.
Yeah.
They used to put them into Colditz.
Oh my, and they made a board game out of it.
They made a board game out of it, yeah. And I thought I dreamt it, and then I went online and there it was. And they've done a remake of it.
Have they?
Escape from Colditz. Yeah, so Ludo. What was Ludo one? What was that?
Ludo, yeah, you roll the dice.
Yeah.
And it's very hard. It's kind of like, it's a bit like Snakes and Ladders.
And then you get up there's four.
You race around.
Yes, and you get up to the middle, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
you're some people can catch you, and then you get angry.
Yeah.
It's very personal when I play Ludo with my sisters.
Yeah. You know? Well, we were just talking about that. Oddly now, I don't know if this is good for your family or not, but I was talking to a child and adolescent psychotherapist.
Ooh.
About board games.
Yeah.
The thing that it forces, which we don't get enough of these days, is eye contact.
Really? Yeah, that's true. Do you know what it forced a lot of in my family? Rouse.
Yes.
I remember, I'll tell you what, did you ever hear the game Frustration?
Yes. So we used to,
Dad was losing on Frustration and he threw the board game across the table in frustration. It was the perfect word for that game. To be honest with you, did psychologist say it was good for rouse or what?
No, he said eye contact.
Eye contact.
Because, you know, everyone has their face in the screen now, so at least if you're playing Monopoly or Ludo or whatever, at least you have to make eye contact with people.
You can plead with your sister not to take it in Ludo or, you know, like or Snakes and Ladders or whatever.
Yeah,
it's good for eye contact, I'd say. Or charades.
Charades.
What's your favourite game now?
Headbands. We'll play headbands.
Is that the thing with the mobile phones?
No, it's not. Headbands is the... You can play it without the board game, but we have the actual thing. So you have a headband and then you have cards. You take it out and you stick the card into the headband and say it's a chicken or something like that, and then you have to try and guess what you are.
Yeah.
And you can only... ask questions, but only yes or no answers.
Fair enough.
So if you were a chicken, for example, I'd say, you'd say to me, am I an animal? And I'd say yes.
Can I go on a baguette? And then you're like, yes. We're sorted.
Can I be covered in breadcrumbs? Yes.
Spicy or normal.
So you're home from London.
I am home. I came home yesterday and I'm home because I'm doing a tour in the spring, and I was scared. I was like, oh, I need to be over here now telling the people I'm doing the tour.
And why did you move to London?
I moved to London to make my fortune, right?
Right.
And I don't know, I moved to London because if I don't move now, when will I ever move? And I should give it a go. And you know, you get itchy feet. And also, like, the rent here was not, you know, if you look at the price between London and Dublin, there's not a big difference.
And so there's a big comedy scene, is there, in London?
There's more comedy shows happening in Camden, where I live, than there is in Dublin.
Right.
The whole city, like of a night. Like you could do 3 gigs a night if you wanted there.
So you start early, get into a taxi, go to the next one.
Yeah.
And then,
Yeah, exactly. Like, and also, like, they're always on time over there. It's a bit weird. Like, you know, you can rock up here at like 8:45 or whatever. They don't like that. So, like, you do your gigs and they do a lot of new material nights. There's a lot of opportunities for me to try stuff. And when you're over here, you're kind of aware that the people have got their babysitter and they want the good night out. So you do the good, you lay out the good delf. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And if you want to experiment, make your own delf, yeah, it's very good over in the UK because they kind of, the audiences understand and you can do whatever you like.
So there's an understanding there that this is new stuff. It may not work, but
yeah,
it might work.
Yeah. People go up with their notebooks.
Do
and
they?
Yeah, they go up with their notebooks and like, yeah. I mean, yeah, it puts a lot of pressure on me to write new stuff. Like I've been, because I live in Camden now, I've just been writing mostly about Camden.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And your living arrangements, I'm sure you get some material out of that.
Yeah, I'm living with like seven people. Like I'm sharing a room with my partner.
In a mansion or?
in an ex-council flat. So I live in the ex-sitting room. It used to be the sitting room and now it's the new bedroom. But it's a big bedroom.
Right.
And I have a couch in it and I have my own balcony. So it's practically an ensuite. It depends on how you treat it.
Wait, I went somewhere there. I want to come back from there. Thank you very much.
If I was a house seller, that's what I'd say. So, so it's grand. We've no sitting room. So we kind of like, my housemates are lovely, but we meet each other in the hall and we go, hello. And we go off, you know, and do our own thing.
And the Irish are there.
Two of them are Irish.
Right.
One of them is actually like is the daughter of someone I know very well, and right. I should have asked her. I won't say who it is now. I'll tell you after when we're off air.
Right.
So she's really, really nice, and she's lovely. And another lady's from Vietnam, and she's incredible because she's working with cancer, and she's a scientist, and right. I'm just a comedian. Do you know what I mean? We're living together. Like you're making a difference to the world.
You are making people laugh.
Yeah, that's true. But come on now. I was like fair play, and there's this lovely American girl as well that I'm living with too. So it's a house full of girls and my boyfriend. And he's the man of the house.
Right.
Well, our boiler broke a few weeks ago. It made this sound like a jet engine, like this at 4 a.m. I was too afraid to leave the bedroom. And then the fireman knocked on the door because the boiler had broken and was flooding everywhere downstairs. And I could hear the fireman like talking and go, and she didn't call anyone. There's an emergency. Like your whole house is flooded. And I was like, I was trying to Google the problem. All right. I didn't want to open the door in case it exploded.
Oh, he was getting on to you for not phoning emergency services.
Yeah, for not phoning emergency services.
Right.
I thought, you know, you never know when to either.
So will you be down to Mullingar for Christmas Day? Or?
I will. I'm very excited. I'm flying over to my dad because I'm the child of divorce.
Yes.
So I must have my two Christmases. So flying over to my dad and then flying back Christmas Eve to Mammy. And what we're doing is, I'm very excited. What we do is we go to Little or Aldi, doesn't matter. Go about 4:00, wait for the turkeys to go half price. It's a risky move because 1 year we nearly didn't have a turkey, so that's what we're doing. I've got me. It's like supermarket sweep. We get the crackers and everything for so cheap. It's amazing. Half the frill is the bargain, you know.
So and timing, because they don't say they're going to do it at any particular time.
No, timing is essential.
And then if they have a run on turkeys, you're turkeyless.
I'm my goose is cooked because we're probably getting goose.
Have you been doing that all your life now? How long are your parents separated?
They're separated since the junior cert. I blame them for me not doing that.
Right,
I'm joking.
So have you been sharing Christmas between
sharing Christmases?
Since?
Yeah, like even my granddad as well lives. So my grandma died about 10 years ago. And sometimes my granddad last year was like, no, I'm going to spend Christmas on my own. I was like, you're not. I'm going to go over. So at Christmas with him last year was very chilled. What I do is I go to whichever house is the quietest, I go to.
Okay.
For Christmas. That's the way I am. I say it's because I'm a good person, but it's just I like peace.
I'm intrigued by this Lidl Aldi thing. And would there be other people in the same situation?
Probably will be. I'd say.
So you're waiting for the Now, just an announcement here. Is that what they say?
Run in
all
like super...
All turkeys half price.
As soon as I see the stickers come out, bang, in, gone. Lovely. I mean, yeah, it's just a thrill of it. It's like a like a scratch card or something, you know. But I one time...
You feel you're getting one over on them as well.
You do, you do. But 1 year they didn't have cranberry sauce and I regretted it very highly. I had a Christmas without cranberry sauce.
It's so easy to make.
Isn't... I know.
It's so easy to make.
I couldn't even get cranberries though, right?
Oh, you couldn't get cranberries, even... right, okay.
Yeah.
You have a website, do you?
I do have a website.
Tell them what it is. So
it's alisonspittle.com, but if you go to Ticketmaster now, you'll find my alisonspittle.com.
So you start on 25th of January.
In Carlow.
Carlow, and then Galway.
Galway.
Spirit Store, you're in the Venue Theatre in Rathoath, Central Arts, Waterford, Quail Theatre, Greystones, Dríocht. In Blanchardstown, Dolan's in Limerick, DeBarra's in Clonakilty. I didn't know they did comedy.
Auckland's
in Cork and Vicar Street then. On, yeah, you've done Vicar Street before.
I've done Vicar Street, so this is my difficult second album.
Oh, is it right?
Do you know what I mean? And I'm in Mullingar sometime as well. I don't know which day.
I don't see it there.
That's not your fault. Do you know what? It's probably not on my website, is it, Ray?
No.
Well, that's probably the reason why it's not selling as well as the other.
And that's a home gig.
I know, home gig.
Home gig, yeah.
Probably half the people in the audience will be the jokes that they're about. It's there to listen to make sure I don't libel them.
Yeah. And what are you hoping for Christmas? You
world peace.
Right.
No, what am I hoping for Christmas? A water flosser. Oh. I've asked my dad for a water flosser.
What's a water flosser?
It flosses your teeth. It pushes water in between your teeth.
Oh, it's like a little pump.
Little pump, yeah. You see, Christmas is the time where you ask for electronic personal hygiene things, isn't it?
Yes.
Because you'd never buy an electric toothbrush for yourself.
You wouldn't.
Would
no.
you? You wouldn't.
I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
You try and get a present that nobody would ever buy for themselves.
Yes.
You
know. Absolutely.
And then they go, wow, I would never buy that for myself. And if somebody says that, it means you've got the perfect present.
You've done the perfect present. Yes. That's totally it, yeah. There's only so many times you can buy people socks, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scrabble is by far and away the best board game. It is a different game every time you play it. I suppose it is more for adults than children, says Aina. And Aaron here, love Alison Spittle, used to love playing Ludo, Frustration, and Connect 4.
Connect 4.
When I was growing up in the early 90s.
Connect 4 is amazing because you can really set your game apart with the first three moves. I've been taught by a lady of how to...
All right.
You always aim for the middle. So you go for the middle, and if you get three together with two either side that can be used.
I love those, you know, those huge ones.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah, playground size.
Yeah, get serious then.
Yeah.
Normally I only see them in playgrounds or places where I'm drunk. And they're both, but, you know.
They're probably not that big, you just think they are.
Yeah, exactly. I love Cluedo.
Yeah.
I love Cluedo because do you know what they say?
Like, what's the one that...
The murder.
Yeah, is that...
That's Cluedo.
Oh, that's Cluedo, right. And Ludo's different. There's Cluedo and Ludo.
Cluedo and Ludo, two very different ones.
Yes,
My favourite game to play is Pointless. You know the daytime TV show?
Yes.
They have a game based on that.
Ah.
And I love Pointless so much. Me and my boyfriend's first ever holiday was to go watch Pointless live, like football for us. And we were supporting the people that were on the show.
Brilliant.
So I get very competitive.
Speaking of football, I believe they're chanting your name at Liverpool.
Are they?
Yeah, the Liverpool, not Liverpool, Arsenal. The Arsenal keeper is called Alisson.
Alisson, I'm a West Bromwich Albion guy.
Oh, yeah, so you wouldn't be interested in that.
But do you have a recording of it? I'll put it on before Vicar Street and pretend it's for me.
We'll get one for you. That's good. So stay with us because Lisa's coming back in. She's going to sing us out. It's the Liverpool keeper, not the Arsenal keeper. Thank you very much. I got it right the first time.
Never doubt yourself, Ray.
Yeah,
there you go.
Stay with us. We're going to take a commercial break and Lisa Lamb's going to come back in and Alison Spittle's staying with us and we'll do that after this.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.